Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a rave pressure-style jungle bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. The goal is not just to make something filthy in solo, but to make a bass sound that actually works in a real DNB drop, tight sub, animated mids, enough grit to cut through the break, and enough control to shape the arrangement like part of the rhythm section. The big idea here is simple. We're going to split responsibility between layers. One layer handles pitch and bottom end stability. One layer handles movement. One layer handles aggression. If a layer is trying to do too much, it usually starts doing everything badly, so we're going to keep the sub clean, keep the wobble musical, and let the drum stay in charge of the punch. First, create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, make two chains. Name one sub chain and another mid wobble chain. This separation matters a lot in jungle and drum and bass, because the sub needs to stay solid and centered, while the movement and character can live above it without making the low end blurry. On the sub chain, load operator. Set it to a sine wave only. That's your foundation. Keep the amp envelope snappy and clean. Zero attack, zero decay, full sustain, and a short release, somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You want the notes to stop cleanly, but not so abruptly that they click. Keep it mono, and if you want the notes to glide a little, add a tiny bit of glide or portamento, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. That can help the bass feel smoother without getting mushy. If the sub ever starts sounding too wide, too messy, or too clever, strip it back. In DNB, the sub is usually best when it acts like a serious, invisible force. You feel it more than you notice it. Now move to the mid-wobble chain. Load wavetable. Start with a saw or square-based source, something harmonically rich enough to react well to filtering and distortion. Then add saturator, auto-filter, and chorus ensemble after it. You're not trying to create the final sound in one move. You're building a chain that can be performed and shaped over time. Program a short MIDI phrase next. Start with a two-bar loop. Don't overcomplicate it. In this style, the bass should feel like it's talking to the break, not trying to dominate every moment. A good pattern might be a held root note on beat 1, a small rest, then an offbeat stab, then a second bar with a repeated note and maybe one octave jump. Leave space around the snare hits. That space is part of the groove. If you're in F minor, for example, you could start with F1 on the first beat, leave a gap, then answer with F1 or C2 on the offbeat. The exact notes matter less than the shape of the phrase. Think like a drummer. A bassline in this style should have accents, pauses, and responses. If it works with a plain sine sub, then the sound design has something solid to enhance. Now let's shape the mid-wobble. On the wavetable chain, set up a low-pass filter or a morphing filter with a bit of resonance. Then assign an LFO to the filter cutoff. Sync the rate to the grid and try different values. 1/8th note can feel chunky and driving. 1/16th can feel more urgent and nervy. 1/4 can feel heavy and more intentional. Start with moderate depth, then adjust from there. A really useful trick is to avoid making the wobble too constant. Jungle and DNB often sound better when the wobble behaves like a phrase, not a machine that never stops. Try using 1/8 wobble for a couple of hits, then open it up on a longer note. Or let the filter stay darker in one bar and brighter in the next. That contrast creates pressure and release, which is exactly what this approach is about. Once the movement is in place, add grit. Saturator is your first stop. Push the drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB to start, and use soft clip, so the bass gets thicker without turning into a total mess. Then trim the output back so you keep headroom. In DNB, the bass often needs to sound aggressive on small speakers as well as on a big system, and saturation helps the harmonics translate. If you want more pressure, add drum bus after that. Keep it subtle to moderate. A little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and usually no big boom on the mid-chain. The goal is edge and presence, not fake low-end hype. If the sound needs extra texture, you can also use a tiny amount of redux. Just a hint. Think seasoning, not main ingredient. Now let's make the wobble feel more like part of the groove. Use the auto filter or the amp envelope to shape the note behavior. Shorter release values will tighten the sound up if it's bleeding into the next hit. A filter envelope with a fast attack and a decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds can give you that vocal, moving peak that feels alive. This is also a perfect moment to use macros like a performance tool. Map one macro to filter cutoff and LFO depth, and maybe another macro to drive or wavetable position. That way you can automate the whole personality of the bass, across the drop, without having to tweak 5 different devices every time. One macro for tone, one for movement, one for aggression is often enough. A really strong arrangement trick is to build a two-bar question and answer. Make the first bar darker, filtered, and restrained. Then make the second bar brighter, more distorted, or more open. You don't need a new bass line every 2 seconds. You just need the phrase to evolve in a way that feels intentional. Once the MIDI version is working, resample it. This is classic jungle workflow and it gives you way more control. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or route it from your bass boss, and record a few bars of the performance. Then listen back and chop out the best bits. You can reverse a tiny piece before a hit, add fades to remove clicks, duplicate small fragments, or rearrange a couple of notes to create extra movement. This is where the sound really starts to feel like jungle instead of just a synth patch. Audio chops lock into breaks in a way that MIDI sometimes can't. You can create little stutters, tiny reverse pulls, and switch up moments that feel handmade. If you want, bounce a few different passes too. One cleaner version, one dirtier version, one with more filter open. That gives you options for the arrangement. Now put the bass into the full drum context as early as possible. Don't judge it in solo for too long. DNB basses can sound enormous by themselves and still fail in the track. Check it against your break, your snare, your hats, and your kick. If the snare loses its front edge, the bass is probably too long, too wide, or too busy in the wrong spot. Shorten the release. Move the wobble away from the snare hits, or create a rest zone so the drums can punch through. On the bass boss, use EQ8 if needed to carve out a little mud around the low mids, especially if the layers are stacking up around 120 to 400 Hz. Add a compressor or glue compressor lightly if the layers feel disconnected, and keep the lowest end mono with utility. If the kick and sub are fighting, use a bit of sidechain compression on the bass boss. Fast attack, short release, just enough gain reduction to make room. Not a huge pumping effect, just enough space for the kick to breathe. Here's the important mindset. A pressure-heavy bass sounds bigger when it stops. Rest is power. Even a tiny gap of a 16th note or an 8th note can make the next hit feel way harder. If the bass is constantly on, the listener stops feeling the impact. If it breathes, every return hits with more weight. Now think about arrangement. A strong DNB drop is usually not just one static loop. Over 16 bars, let the bass evolve. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 8 open up more. Bars 9 to 12 change rhythm or octave. Bars 13 to 16 strip back and tease the next section. You can automate filter cutoff, wave eatable position, saturation drive, and even delay or reverb throws on select hits. Keep it musical, not random. Every change should feel like it's answering the drums or setting up the next phrase. If you want a more classic jungle feel, try netting the bass drop out for half a bar before a snare fill, then slam back in. That contrast makes the return way more powerful. If you want a darker roller's feel, reduce the note density and make each bass phrase more intentional. Sometimes less movement feels heavier than more movement. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't make the sub too complex. Keep it a sine or near sine. No stereo widening, no heavy effects, no unnecessary movement. Second, don't overwiden the whole bass. Let only the upper layer spread a little if needed. Third, don't distort everything equally. The mid layer should take most of the abuse, while the sub stays clean. Fourth, don't choose a wobble rate that fights the drum groove. Test the LFO against the break and make sure it locks. And finally, don't crowd the snare. The bass and the snare should feel like partners, not rivals. If you want to push the sound further, here are a few pro moves. Try parallel distortion by duplicating the mid bass, crushing one copy with saturator or drum bus, and blending it under the cleaner version. Try a dual rate wobble, where one modulation source creates a slower sweep and another adds a faster pulse. Switch the mid-bass source between phrases so the ear hears a new color without rewriting the whole bass line. Add tiny pitch dips or glides on select hits for a more vocal, shouty attitude. And if you really want extra jungle character, resample with intention and use tiny chopped audio details as fills and transitions. For a quick practice exercise, build a 2-bar bass drop starter right now. Make the sub with operator. Make the wobble layer with wave eatable. Write a simple phrase in F minor or G minor. Compare 1/8 and 1/16 wobble rates. Push saturator until the bass becomes audible on small speakers, then back off slightly. Resample 4 bars. Chop 2 or 4 useful hits and place them back into the drop. Then check the whole thing in mono and make sure the low end still feels firm. The core takeaway is this. Keep the sub clean, make the mid-bass move, and arrange the wobble like it's part of the drum performance. If you get that balance right, you'll end up with a heavy, Rave Pressure Jungle Bass Wobble that feels modern, rude, and totally at home in Ableton Live 12.